you know, it's sort of like, if they know you're pregnant and they know where you live,
yes,
maybe they don't know your name, that's just because they haven't bothered to look it up.
We continually create new information about ourselves, and this information gives a continual window into our behaviors and habits. The next stage of surveillance comes from the offices and buildings around us, sending out Wi-Fi signals across the city.
Okay, so let's see how many signals we have right here, Wi-Fi. So we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21. Oh, and a few more just added themselves. So we're around 25 right now, right here on this corner. We have 25 signals that are reaching out, basically sending a little signal to my phone saying I'm here, and my phone is sending a signal back saying I'm also here.
As long as your phone's Wi-Fi connection is on and connected to a signal, you can be tracked.
Google, Apple, other big companies are racing to map the whole world using Wi-Fi signals. And then whenever your phone is somewhere, they know exactly how far you're from the closest Wi-Fi signal, and they can map you much more precisely even than GPS.